This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. The great debate continues over guns, what's happened in Florida, and bans. The president said he'll bump stocks by executive order. The ATF's Weingarten asks the president for, Randy Weingarten, asks the president for teachers meeting on guns. And then this bombshell, White House Communications Director Hope Hicks is resigning in the upcoming weeks. This is according to something that came out of the New York Times. So how about that? I think part of this is they say that she occasionally told white lies for the president. She admitted that. She said that she did. So what is the reason for her stepping away from this job? And in the meantime, a new poll says the majority of Florida voters oppose arming teachers. How do you feel about arming teachers? I'm going to throw out the digits right at the top. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. As we'll dive deeper into, all of that. And as I said, the buzz in the backyard is what America Tonight is all about, and certainly what we have been talking about now for a couple of weeks is, can you believe it's been a couple of weeks, is what happened in Parkland, Florida. And how about Walmart saying it's going to ban gun sales to anyone under 21. So they have jumped into the middle of this, too. But let's dive deeper into a couple of things that I threw out there at the top. And one of them is something that has already been mentioned, but it's now, I guess, official that this is going to happen. The president is going to ban bump stocks by executive order. So what does that mean? Excuse me. Marco Rubio water break, if you remember that from a couple of years ago. The president said that what he's going to do is he's going to ban the bump stocks that were used in the Vegas shooting in October that killed 58 people and injured 851 others. He said, excuse me, I'm going to write that out. He said this to a group of bipartisan legislators that were in a meeting on, he said, we'll just do it with an executive order. So in the October 1st Vegas massacre, the shooter, Stephen Paddock from Mesquite, Nevada, used the bump stocks on the guns he used to fire more than 1,100 rounds from his suite, if you remember, at Mandalay Bay Hotel into the crowd of that Route 91 Harvest Music Festival. House Speaker Paul Ryan called for Congress to look into regulating bump stocks a day after cautioning against quick action after the Vegas attack. So there's been some conversation about this going way back to when Vegas happened in October of last year. Now this is, I think, because of what we've seen in the last couple of weeks, this has prompted the order to say, okay, so we're not going to We're not going to do this. We're not going to just delay and drag our feet on that. In other words, so this is becoming real, and this is, I think, a first step in one direction. Anyway, so some of the other fallout from Parkland includes what's being said on what will happen with the debate over assault weapons, and will there be any kind of a ban of assault weapons? And so far, there's been conversation about it, but there has been no move, legislative move, to make that happen. So nobody's proposing anything. Nobody's got anything, any kind of a bill that's going to flop up there. It hasn't happened at this point. It doesn't mean it won't happen. It doesn't mean that's not going to be proposed by somebody, but it, you know, somebody representing, but it hasn't been yet at this point. And this is a big deal because when we talk about arming teachers, that is highly controversial, obviously. We know it works in Israel, but Israel's a different scenario, a different relationship to guns, first of all, and a smaller schools, really, for the most part, certainly not talking about widespread like we have here in the U.S., especially if we were talking about something federally. So the teachers union president, who I mentioned, Randy Weingarten, said America's schools need to be safe sanctuaries, not armed fortresses. And she called on the president to meet with educators to share the concerns about arming teachers. She's the president, if you don't know, of the American Federation of Teachers, and she wrote an open letter to the press warning that his plan to arm teachers and staff members in schools nationwide would actually make the schools less safe. AFT is very powerful, 1.7 million members and 3,000 local affiliates nationwide. So Weingarten has said that AFT has heard universal opposition to arming educators with firearms. Here in America Tonight, a lot of you have sent me emails about it, and it's really kind of 50-50. We've only seen that 50-50 spread in a few different occasions here in the, can you believe it, decade that I've been doing America Tonight. So this is what we've got. We definitely have a 50-50 split at this point. So what are the concerns? Would the guns be carried openly in holsters? Would each classroom be equipped with a gun closet? Would gun-carrying teachers be expected to periodically recertify? I would think that would have to happen. What about the risk to a teacher's weapon that it could be seized and turned against innocent people? Would teachers just protect their classroom or the entire school? How would police respond to a report of a gunman at the school? Avoid mistaking an armed teacher for the gunman. So lots of questions. And then what will the answers be? I mean, there has to be some sensible steps if it's even really seriously being considered. What they're proposing is expanded mental health services, wider background checks, a ban on assault rifles, staffing schools with well-trained resource officers who may be armed if a community decides. Because, see, then even the community has to decide, do we want someone in there with a gun or not? And I think that's why federally this is an impossible tall task, and that it's more state-wise. It's going to be more, I think, in that direction, what the states decide to do, more than what federally could happen, because it's such a sticky wicket, if you will. It doesn't mean that it's not ripped open and there's going to be conversation about it. But going from state to state and looking at the schools and the school districts and who would be on board and what kind of legislation would they need, I think if any of the schools are going to push that through, or any of the districts or any of the superintendents are going to fight for that and win, it isn't going to be a federal thing. It is going to be a state thing. It is going to be a state thing. By the way, Florida Senator Bill Nelson was not invited to the White House meeting on guns because they had a big meeting on guns that I briefly talked about. More on that and some other odds and ends coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
On America Tonight, I gotta tell you, I know that we all whine about weather, but oh man, my luckily, knock on wood, I have not been flooded up through the doorstep of my house, but the rain in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and other parts of Texas has been absolutely incredible. I mean, I am not kidding you. The amount of rain that we are getting, the saturation is unbelievable. Oh. And you know that deal where you need to check your windshield wipers every once in a while? Yeah, I didn't really check my windshield wipers in a while, and one of them is just out. It has like a little tail, as somebody told me. So, yeah, note to self, if you're going to have this kind of weather, you got to check the equipment. Yeah, how often do you change your windshield wipers? I'm just saying. Right. That's the deal. All right, I mentioned Hope Hicks leaving the White House. There's so much controversy over this because she... It was a confidant of the president. She was the fourth communications director of the Trump White House and the longest serving one, even when you had the 10 years, think about it, of Sean Spicer. There's a name from the past. You had Michael Dubuque and you had Anthony Scaramucci. And so she was there for a while. And the resignation, I mentioned this already, was reported in the New York Times. She worked for Trump inside and outside of the White House longer than than anybody else. I mean, that's the bottom line. She went to work for them in 2014. She was a spokeswoman of his presidential campaign in 2015. Before that, she was a fashion model who came into Trump's world through, you know, work for his daughter's fashion line. So I guess it's going to take place in the next couple of weeks or months. They say there's no definite timetable that, you know, that's this is just going to happen. And we're letting you know that it's going to happen. There was a February 1st story in a British tabloid that linked Hicks to Rob Porter, the White House staff secretary, who resigned because of the reports that his security clearance was held up over allegations of domestic violence. So there's something happening. I mean, who knows what it is. A White House chief of staff, John Kelly, called Hicks strategic, poised, and wise beyond years, and said to say that she'll be missed is an understatement. There are no words to adequately express my gratitude to President Trump, is what the statement was from Hope Hicks. So, boom, another one bites the dust, and whoever comes along next. There's just a lot of shuffling that that goes on. So speaking of shuffling, and I said this, you know, America Tonight really is a snapshot of what the conversation is out there, and the conversation is what's happening in the White House and what's happening in the gun front and what are the discussions out there and will it be more of a state deal or will the federal government try to do something about gun background checks and whatnot. And I happen to see this, but Dick's Sporting Goods has a ban on, and you probably know this too, a ban on assault-style rifles is what they're saying at this point. They're saying high-capacity mags and gun sales to buyers under 21. Forget it. They're not doing that. Gun proponents hail the ban because they say it comes 2 weeks after the Parkland, Florida school shooting. And it's pretty fragmented, the discussion. And the U.S. weapons industry, for them, it means if somebody wants to find a gun, they won't have trouble finding them. That's part of it. So they're looking at shops and federally licensed dealers and pawnbrokers. They can sell guns in the U.S. Gun buyer can have access to firearms most weekends at these shows we talk about at fairgrounds and event spaces across the country. So here we go, the nation's largest sporting goods retailer ending sales of assault-style guns. Does it mean that other sellers will get out of the business and allow the other venues to dominate the space? So if you're somebody who sells those guns at some of the weekend shows, then for you, you are just saying, well, that means more for us. So, you know, U.S. new rifle sales rose 4.3 million in 2016 from 3.2 million in 2012. Assault-style weapons making up most of the growth. That they're saying this is where the growth is coming from. The market is big enough to sustain the loss of particular sellers and niches like teenagers. Any losses would be more than offset by increased sales overall. You know, so now you've got outdoor goods retailer Cabela's and Bass Pro Shops. They're now the same company operating about 200 different stores and are still selling the rifles, and they haven't said if they're what they're going to do. They haven't said that they're going to ban anything at this point. Like Dick's Sporting Goods. They're not jumping on that bandwagon at this point. The National Shooting Sports Foundation, just to give you some factoids, I'm trying to hit them down the row for you. The National Shooting Sports Foundation said Wednesday that it was disappointed by Dick's new policy and said that we note that the Dick's Sporting Goods announcement acknowledges the vast majority of gun owners are responsible and law-abiding. Indeed, they are and should not be penalized for the actions of criminals. So, you know, we go back to the same thing again. We're saying we need stronger mental health flags and more treatments, but then we're saying we got to ban these guns and we can't sell them here and we can't sell them there. And You know, it's really a wicked game of tug of war, of philosophies and stretching philosophies to fit, and then just flat out others who are saying, you know, this is ridiculous. Everything else is fair game. Let's just take this away. But I don't think it happens. I don't think this is going to happen. I don't, you know, it's just like these gun-free school zones. You know, do they work? The president mocks the gun-free school zones all the time since that, and especially since the Florida rampage. He says schools should be heavily guarded and fortified, and teachers should carry concealed guns, kind of like air marshal style, to see if that makes sense to you. Because he says if it's a gun-free zone, it's like an invitation for sick people to go there. He was at a gathering of governors at the White House on Monday when he said that. I don't know. Is it a magnet for people who have guns by saying that? You know, 30 years before the February 14th massacre and a decade before the mass shooting at Columbine High School in Colorado, gun-free schools were considered a major legislative victory, a solution to a different kind of gun violence. But now, 30 years later, it doesn't hold up. I mean, at the time when the law was passed, schools had a different gun problem from what we have now. And how many guns are brought to school each day? I tried mightily to find the statistics. The only one I could find was the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention found that 135,000 guns were brought to school each day. Other research found that about 1 in 5 urban high school students reported having a gun fired at them at school. Wow. So remember, the Supreme Court struck down that law in 95 as unconstitutional, since it was criminalized possessing an otherwise legal gun simply because the user was near a school. And then they revised the law to specify that the gun in question had to have been purchased via or somehow involved in interstate commerce. Because, you know, here's again that push-pull. And they're calling for enhanced penalties and 5 years of extra prison time and a substantial fine for carrying a gun near a school in a gun-free zone. You know, I've seen gun-free zones. I do not live near schools with gun-free zones. But is it a deterrent, really? Stay with us. We're diving into the mailbag next.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Joining us once again, he left us on the edge of the cliff. We were excited to hear about Rallyads, is Dr. Tim Fain. You can go to timfain.com. All roads will lead you there and a lot of really interesting directions. So, Dr. Tim, let's just dive into it. Tell us about Rallyads and all the details.
You bet. You know, this is, as I said, my favorite topic is this home team. And imagine, so at Homeward Bound, we ask parents to do this hard thing and invite these people back into their lives that may have dissipated or drifted, or maybe they pulled back themselves. And so we do that near the end of treatment, and that's a shock to the system. I started thinking, you know, a much better scenario would be to bring this home team, bring them into the treatment process, so that at the end of the process, there's no shame, there's no uncertainty about roles, there's a connection that's already happened. And so Rallyads, the way I'm describing it, is a treatment engagement platform. Hmm. So it enables each client that's in treatment to be able to have their network of support around them that goes through that journey with them. And in a lot of ways, it kind of pulls back the curtain a little bit from this mystery about what actually happens in treatment. So loved ones are usually, you know, they just know they're in treatment. They don't really know what happened in there that much, and they also don't really know what their role could be. And so this platform enables them to get not just a peek in, but actually engaged in the process so that they can become supporters of that client during treatment. And then they become essentially the help desk after treatment. So they're educated, they're prepared, they're in tune with them. And And so it's like a culmination, I guess, of all the things we've been trying to do all these years to improve outcomes, but now facilitated much more early in the process, and then it continues to support that client after treatment.
When you use the word platform, I think app, like an iPhone app or an Android app,
mm-hmm.
and that might be what you're describing, but what I really want to hear from you is, as the family member, as the family friend, as the loving supporter of the person in treatment or coming out of treatment, what is the user experience for me? How does Rally Est help me help this person who needs love and support?
Oh, that's a great question, Greg. So let's contrast a couple different experiences. Let's say a young woman goes off to treatment, and it's the traditional thing. She goes away, and the loved ones, including her aunts and uncles and so forth, or maybe write a letter or two, but not much contact at all. And they get home, and there's sort of this uncertainty and awkwardness, and maybe they don't even feel like they can talk about it. So that's the social context she comes home to. In a situation where a program has Rally Est, Aunt Liz is even involved, let alone the parents. And so let's say they download the app, and that's what would happen. They go to the app store, download that app. They log in, and treatment programs will have preloaded some content, some introductory content. So Aunt Liz gets on there. She sees an alert, clicks on it. She gets a welcome video from the clinical director of the program that her nephew is in. He welcomes her, she hears a little bit about the program, and then he talks about the home team concept and says, hey, and by the way, through this app, we're going to invite you to be a part of Jeremy's home team and his treatment process. So over the coming months, she gets information on the program. She learns about it, almost a virtual tour. She doesn't even have to be there because she's seeing video come in. She gets an appropriate level of information for her role. She's been added to his home team by the parents who, Jeremy's a minor, let's say, and the parents has added her to it. So kind of cuts through all the HIPAA red tape so that she can get information about what's going on. And then she gets to go through the ups and downs of treatment. So she might get a little notice from the therapist who sends a post out to all the home team members of Jeremy that says, hey, Jeremy's really kind of struggling with some depression right now. As he is trying to deal with things, have any of you had an experience like that you could share? Aunt Liz hops on the app. She takes a quick one-minute video of herself talking about a time when she was really down and struggled. That ended up being a really powerful piece of information in the next therapy session for Jeremy, and they watched that together, and later on Jeremy, you know, sends back a note through the app again saying, that really made a difference to me, Aunt Liz. Thank you so much. Well, ultimately, she goes through this journey with him, along with the rest of the home team. And at the end of treatment, she goes through his graduation. Liz can't go, but because of the app, she's able to see little clips of what happened there. And at the end, Jeremy says to his whole home team, I'm coming home. I've learned a lot here, but I know that I've got a lot of challenges ahead. Thanks for supporting me here. And, you know, I hope you'll support me when I get home. And by the way, I'm going to be sharing goals with you, and you'll see it on the app, and I'm going to be checking in on a regular basis and showing you how I'm doing on my most important goals, and I'd appreciate your support. So Aunt Liz stays involved even after treatment by getting updates on how things are going with the core things that make the most difference for him. That would be a description of an experience for a particular home team member.
We're talking with Dr. Tim Thane. He's the founder and CEO of Homeward Bound, the program for particularly children and teens, I think, who are suffering with addiction that helps them during and after treatment programs. He's the author of Not By Chance, How Parents Boost Their Teen Success In and After Treatment, and he's the creator of the platform he's just been describing called Rally Est. The book is at notbychance.com. The treatment program is homewardbound.com, and Rally Est, which is really for professionals in the field, is at rallyest.com, RALLYEST.com. The thing that really strikes me in what you just described, Dr. Tim, is that what you've described to us will be very familiar to the home team because it sounds like kind of a private social media network. It sounds like the same kinds of things I do with my friends or the same tools or platform, similar platform to what I'm already used to communicating and relating with my friends through, say, Facebook or Twitter or Snapchat or Instagram. But this is very closed. It's private. It's controlled. And it's all dedicated to helping this person succeed in their treatment and come home and continue that success. Is it sort of modeled after what's familiar to us as the social media we use every day in our lives?
Greg, you are incredibly sharp.
And I love hearing that, too.
Yeah. I mean, that's amazing to me. You know, the way we describe it is instead of social media, because in all those platforms you're talking about, we're actually dealing with some of the mental health effects of superficiality that comes from some
social
of those
media
platforms. You know, we have to just show our best up there, right? And it's the thousands of people we might have friends up there, but really the relationships aren't that deep with many of them. So instead of social media, we're actually calling it a social connection platform. And like you said, it's private. You select who you want to see what. There's different levels of access. And we're really trying to create a culture of transparency up there. And so we're really sharing the things that we're working on for real with that inner circle, the home team. But you're right. A lot of the feature set is very similar as some of those other platforms.
Dr. Tim, what is the biggest problem? I know that's hard to say because there's all kinds of addictions. There's all kinds of things that are happening out there. But to you, from your eyes, from what you're seeing, what are we really struggling with, I guess, the most?
You know, it is interesting that you would ask that right on the heels of a conversation about social media, because I feel like one of the biggest changes in our world that we cannot come to grips with very well, that's really changing our society in dramatic ways, is social media. And parents don't know how, you know, especially when you're talking about teenagers and kids, they don't know how to deal with social media, and they're seeing the effects of it inside their homes. This is one of those things that every single parent, I think, that has a kid that starts to have access to social media, they see profound changes in that kid's life rather quickly. You can go from being a happy kid one day to feeling depressed and suicidal, you know, maybe even the next day or so soon after, if you've been bullied up there, or if there's been, or over time you start to feel like your life just isn't that great compared to all the other good stuff you're seeing up there. My life, my real life doesn't compare to your fake life up there, but they don't know it's fake.
Yeah.
So, it's dramatically changing our society and actually in a lot of ways creating disconnect, and in our society and in our relationships. And frankly, Raleigh-Est in my mind is hopefully going to be a very different experience that's going to create connection. So that's one, and there's a lot of others, but that if I had to say one that's on my mind right now and seeing the effects in big ways, and not just teens either. I mean, a parent gets on the show some social media, they get on their phones, immediately, that's a trigger for everybody that's got a phone in their pocket to pull it out and do the same thing. And that happens in the homes and happens in my home. It probably happens in your homes.
Oh, absolutely.
It's an incredible change in our society.
I agree 100%. Perfect place to end this. Dr. Tim Thain. You can go to timthain.com and you'll get to see all the links to everything that he's working on that we've just discussed, including, remember, he's the author of Not by Chance, How Parents Boost Their Teen's Success in and After Treatment. Thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, this has been a pleasure. You guys are great. Thank you.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Absolutely. Applause is good. And I applaud all of you for finding our new website, AmericaTonightRadio.com, and filling the mailbag. You can go there or Delaney Media Group at live.com. But nobody missed a beat. Boom, boom, boom. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. On that note, let's dive into the mailbag.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, we are going to dig in the mailbag. This one is from Brian, who says, Kate, I don't know, Walmart's and Dick's raising the age to 21. I mean, really, do you think that's going to make that much of a difference? They're leading gun sellers, yes, but there's ways to get those firearms in other places. Well, but they won't be getting it there anyway. So, Dick's said that immediately they were going to end sales of all assault-style rifles in its stores. Then they would no longer sell high-capacity mags. Then they would require gun owners to be at least 21. So they've kind of messed around with what they're going to do and what they're
what's going to happen. Under federal law, a person has to be at least 21 to buy a handgun from a firearms dealer, but 18-year-olds can carry or can buy. I shouldn't say carry, can buy semi-automatic rifles and other firearms. You know, all of this is because 2 weeks ago, 17 students and staff were members also were in that mix, were killed in that school shooting in Parkland, Florida. And I'll say this, corporate America is making some moves they never made before. And the retailer's dick, for one, and Walmart said they were doing it because that they made a decision. They were going to take a stand on it, that this is how they feel. So this is very unusual to see this come out like this. Legal experts say they probably you're not going to see challenges to Dick's decision to stop selling assault-style rifles, but the decision to stop selling weapons to anyone under 21 could be tested. I wouldn't be surprised if that was challenged. That could be, because that discrimination, age discrimination, and that wouldn't be shocking. Let's put it that way. All right, let's go to this one. This one is from Wally. I like that name, Wally. And Wally says, "Hi, Kate. I want to get off of some of the subjects that are so heavy that we talk about. I love it when you say lighten the load, because I know it's going to make me smile, and you're going to talk about something that is going to be, I think, much more interesting and entertaining than constantly talking about the school shooting, which my heart is heavy and full, and I'm sickened by it, and I've donated money to different campaigns, and I think something needs to be done, and what are the specifics, I don't know. But let's talk about something fun. Let's talk about the NFL. And let's talk about what do you think happens next year with John Gruden now in the mix? Do you think John Gruden can put his team in contention, the Raiders, for possibly a Super Bowl? Well, I think the idea of why they're paying him so much money is they think he can put him in that position. Remember, they're going to move to Vegas. The league has changed a lot since the last time he coached, which was a long time ago, since 2008, I want to say, when he coached the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and then included a Super Bowl win with Tampa. But this is, you know, a lot of things are different now. Technology use is different, all of that. Some of the rules, obviously, are vastly different. But he's called games, he knows, and he still is in touch with the players and salary caps and everything else that already was part of this. I think the foundation that he has to lay is pretty thick, though. And he has to make his guys not get that comfortable. He has to make them feel like they're working for it. I think there's something to that magic. So Gruden already hired Greg Olsen away from the Rams to serve as his offensive coordinator, which is good. And you've got a couple of other people, familiar names, that he turned his attention to try to get them to be a part of the new landscape for the Raiders. I mean, I'll say this. I wouldn't rule the Raiders out for Super Bowl. I don't know if it would be turning it right around in 1 year, but I wouldn't rule it out. How long does Tom Brady play? What happens there on that side? It could be wide open, let's put it that way. So, yeah, I wouldn't rule it out. I don't think a year later, but I'm not ready to say, oh, no, I don't think that they'll get there. I think they will. I think they will. Okay, so let's take another one. This one is from Pamela. And Pamela says, Kate, I read a story in USA Today when I was traveling. It's kind of like what you call the pop culture page. And I read a story about Lisa Marie Presley, that she's on that same list with other celebrities who have lost millions of dollars. And I guess she had a bad business manager. You would think that they would have a way to vet the business managers. Well, you know, as you say, you think they would have a way. They're like everyone else. They trust certain people, things seem fine, and then, oops, maybe not so fine. So here's the deal. $100 million fortune, she says, is down the drain to $14,000 because her former business manager acted in his own best interests. That's the lawsuit that was filed against Lisa Marie Presley. Says that she was informed about how her money was being spent. Poor money management somewhere. So she doesn't have that celebrity fortune. Wow. How do you lose? I don't know. It's one thing to lose $1 million. How do you lose? I'm just asking this question out loud, and some of you may be chuckling. I'm sure it can be done. But $100 million? $100 million? Wow. And there's, you know, management. It's so often you point to management and somebody not knowing where the money is going and where the money is being spent. You would think that would be, you would think a fresh pair of eyes or another pair of eyes, just that blatant blind trust. And that's, things like that happen, you know. For example, Willie Nelson. Think about Willie Nelson. The government seizing his assets, properties, all of that, and the fact that he owed $32 million to the IRS after hiding money in tax shelters. So I guess he's bounced back since then, and his net worth is estimated to be $25 million. But, boy, he blew through a bunch of money, too. And there's other famous stories. I was so surprised, though, to learn about Lisa Marie Presley that, you know, $100 million, poof, gone to $14,000 because of a business manager. Whew. That really is losing it all. So then you got to think, what are the hidden talents and how fast can I build this bank account back up? How quickly can I do it? And now it's just a race to make that happen, you know, honestly. All right, here's another one from Lanahan. Lanahan, that sounds like a nice Irish name. We have St. Patrick's Day coming up soon. And Lanahan says that, what do you think the biggest problem is for the Broncos heading into the new season? Well, the quarterback woes. Who's the quarterback for the Denver Broncos? You may ask. Who is it? And they've got to figure out what they're doing there. Who is it? You know, Brock Osweiler, second round pick in 2012. Paxton Lynch. Oof. I think it's tough for them to make a decision. And this isn't a sports show, so I'm just riffing on what the possibilities are. Riffing. All right, I hear the horn section. That's bailing me out of this question. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts. Send them to AmericaTonightRadio.com. AmericaTonightRadio.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com.
That's GCNloans.com.